Wow. Hello, hej och välkomna till avsnitt 4. Hello and welcome to episode 4. I'm Fredrik, I'm from Sweden, I live in Gothenburg, or Göteborg, as we call it in Sweden. I'm here with another little dialogue from Mowgli's trip to Sweden to find a hot Swedish girl. So, let's get to it. Mowgli is on his way to Avenyn, the most famous street in Gothenburg, with a lot of clubs, restaurants and people. And now he's on a tram, and he asks a guy where he should hop off to get to Avenyn. And this time you'll only hear the first part of the conversation, because it's pretty long. And the key words for this one is first, hållplats, which is a tram or a bus stop. Prata, which means talk or speak. Okay, so here's the dialogue. Ursäkta, vilken hållplats är Avenyn?
Hoppa av vid Valand.
Tack.
Du är inte härifrån, va?
Nej, jag är från människobyn. Jag kom hit igår.
Jaha, du pratar bra svenska.
Tack, jag har övat mycket. Alright, let's break it down, word for word. So, repeat after me. Ursäkta. Excuse me. Ursäkta. Vilken. Means which. And not a witch like a woman who possess magic powers, like, I mean, witch, tram stop, that witch. Vilken? Hållplats. Stop, as in bus or tram stop. Hållplats. Är Avenyn. Is Avenyn. As in, excuse me, which stop is Avenyn? Hoppa av. Hop off. Hoppa av. Vid Valand. At Valand. Vid Valand. Tack. Thank you. Tack. Du är. You are. Du är. Inte. Not. Inte. Härifrån. From here. Literally, here from. Här ifrån. Va? Means right. Well, this is not really a word, actually, I think. But you just say it. Like, you're not from here, right? Du är inte från här, va? nej. No. Nej. Jag är ifrån. I am from. Jag är ifrån. Människobyn. The man village. Människobyn. Jag kom. I came. And yeah, you can use this for sexual purposes as well, like I came sexually. Is the same in Swedish. Jag kom. Good to know. Hit. Here. And this is the direction. So, here as in I am here. You say här. But, like, come here. Like, in a direction. That's hit. Igår. Yesterday. Igår. Jaha. I see. Jaha. Du pratar. You speak. Du pratar. Bra svenska. Good Swedish. Bra svenska. Jag har. I have. Jag har. Övat. Practiced. Övat. Mycket. A lot. Mycket. Okay, this is a lot of words, so you might have to listen a few times again and practice all the words. Well, that's how you should do anyway. And I'm gonna try something new here. I'm gonna take this dialogue first once again, slowly, and then once again in normal speed, and then after that I'm going through the language point. So first you hear the dialogue again, slowly and clearly, and then you hear it in normal speed. Okay, so here we go. Ursäkta, vilken hållplats är Avenyn?
Hoppa av i Valand.
Okay, that might not be very clear.
Hoppa av vid Valand.
Tack. Du är inte härifrån, va?
Nej, jag är ifrån människobyn. Jag kom hit igår. Jaha, du pratar bra svenska.
Tack, jag har övat mycket. Okay, normal speed again, last time. Ursäkta, vilken hållplats är Avenyn?
Hoppa av i Valand.
Tack.
Du är inte härifrån, va?
Nej, jag är från människobyn. Jag kom hit igår.
Jaha, du pratar bra svenska.
Tack. Jag har övat mycket. Okay, so I hope you understood much better the last time than the first. And now I'm going to go through some basic grammar. And one very simple thing about Swedish is that verbs doesn't change due to person. So whatever pronoun you have, the verb stays the same. So let's take the most common verb in, I guess, every language, to be. In Swedish, that is att vara. So I am, jag är, you are, du är. He, she, it is. Han, hon, den, det är. We are, vi är. You, plural, are. Ni är. They are. De är. And like in written form, like you should write de är for they are. But when you speak, you always you say dom, and you can write it as well. I always write dom. Okay, so simple, right? Att vara is an irregular verb, so I'll take a regular one as well. And I actually already did this in the grammar lesson, but I just go through this again. So you can divide the Swedish verbs into different groups, but this I'm gonna just bring up the most common one, the R group, as I spoke about in the grammar lesson, and 80% of all Swedish verbs is in this group. So like in infinitive, att prata is to speak or to talk, and you get the present tense by adding an R, pratar, And as I said, it's independent duty person. And it's also worth saying that we don't use the present participle, as I said. So, jag pratar svenska is I speak Swedish or I am speaking Swedish. So, another example. Du pratar med din vän. You talk to your friend. And literally this is you talk with your friend, so or you're talking to your friend. Same, same. Alright, and that's it for today. Det var allt jag hade att bjuda på idag. Så ha det gött, gubbar. Bye.